worthy of the praise that we'll give him tonight. We're far unworthy even to extend that praise to him. We'll do the best we can to give our hearts devotion and the words of adoration and dedication to him as we sing songs tonight. We will listen upon the Lord as we usually do on the first Sunday of the month. And ask those song leaders to pick out a couple songs that they can from up on the board. And we'll together praise our God and our Lord and Savior and give him adoration that he deserves, that we want to give him. So good to have you here tonight. So if we're going to turn over to Song Number 5, let's see what else we have. I think we've got a few songs up there to pick from. And we'll begin with Song Number 5. Where art thou?
Worthy of praises, Christ our Redeemer, worthy of to sing praises to your name.
that we might prepare our hearts and minds to sing praises unto you for eternity. Amen. For you are indeed worthy, as we have just sung in the song that was chosen. We ask you, Father, to grant life and peace to us, but we pray, Father, that above all things, your will be done. And we pray that if we must face adversity and challenge and difficulty and persecution and suffering, that you would simply grant us the grace sufficient to endure these things and to glorify your name in whatever we must face.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks that in this past year we have seen your hand working triumphantly in the lives of those who have been afflicted with various illnesses. Our brother Jeff, our sister Karen, our sister Dorothy, and so many others who have endured and who have continued and who have been blessed by your mercy. We ask also that you would bless and strengthen us all, and that we would offer up the praise and the worship that we are intending to do in the spirit that would give glory to your name that is in accordance with truth.
Amen.
Father, we seek your mercy, for we have sinned and we have fallen so far short of your calling and of your purpose for our lives. We know that your patience is not a sign of your neglecting justice, but it is simply an extension of opportunity that your mercy might allow us to repent and to turn our hearts back to you. We need so very much to do this. We pray that it might be lights to the world around us, that so many others might do the same. We pray that this place would be filled with those seeking to honor and glorify you.
Amen.
We pray, Father, that not only this place, but many places across this land might be filled with those who are seeking your face. Please, dear Lord, grant us to glorify you in this service. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Seven hundred forty-nine.
459.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the Lord in that way. And in the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way growing clearer for. I'm in the glory land way. Listen to the call the gospel calls you.
Set him free. He could have gone 10,000
he yielded, he did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone, and when he cried it finished, he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me.
Love that song. Want to pick up the speed a little bit. Turn to song number 155. And, you know, Jeff made a comment today. I really blessed him this morning. It was so awesome. To talk about song leaders and the worst song leaders. You know, I was thinking, well, I'm the guy that I can't read any of this stuff, but I go by him. And I'm loud enough that people can hear me. So maybe that's a good part. There's a bad part that I can't read. But this song here is actually meant to be sung a little faster than we've been singing. This is at a pretty fast pace. And if you look in the chorus, right where it says chorus, there's the word spirit. This is a spirit-filled song. And it's He Lives. Let us stand, if you're able to. Let's stand for this. I'm going to sing the Spirit. I'm going to sing He Lives. All three stanzas. And again, try to follow. It's going to be a little faster than others have led. That's the way I learned it. And I think it's the right way. It's a spirit song. We'll sing all three stanzas of He Lives. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always here. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation.
Thank you for your wonderful and amazing power. created this existence. We thank you for this existence and how wonderful and awesome that you've made everything in the universe and in this earth and this world that we get to enjoy your blessings. We thank you that you had this plan, that you made it so according to your will, that you have given to us your word, that us as your children can learn from your wisdom and can be taught by you, the Creator. We thank you that you also cared enough about us, even though we are nothing, we are but dust. But you have loved us so much that you made a plan and sent your Son to come to us, to teach us, to love us, and to die for us.
Amen.
So that not only we can hope to go to heaven, and that we can also have hope in this world, that we can learn from him on his life on this earth and find happiness, fulfillment. We thank you for these things.
Amen.
Please be with those that are very ill at this time. We thank you for Jeff and him being here tonight and all the nights that he's been and days that he's been coming. We thank you for his health and give praise to you for that.
Amen.
Please be with Sharon Bardell with her grave illness and the doctors that are helping her and the times that she must go through. We thank you for her encouragement to us. Please bless these people. Please give them a great blessing that overflows.
Amen.
Be with those that are sick with ailments that couldn't be here tonight. Please help them in their travels and bring them here soon. We thank you for the time that we can come here and be with our friends and our brethren and find that there is a hope in the people around us, and that we can love them and someday be with them in heaven forever. Please help us to be humble and have an open heart to learn from one another, and that we can always have a heart that wishes to serve one another. Please be with us as we leave tonight, as we travel in the weather. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us in this world. And most of all, we thank you for your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
These numbers I couldn't read from where I was at. Number 737.
Every day, Lord.
says in unison, that means everybody's singing the same notes in the first portion of it. And then the parts in the second stanza, or second line there. Heavenly armor we enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord.
Promise me that we never go.
777. Most of us know hallelujah means praise Jehovah, and that's what we're doing tonight, is praising our God in heaven. 777.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Great one month and then not so good the next, and and we lift ourselves back up and we try to do better, which is good. That's what we're men and women. We have faults and we have failings, but we can be more like this God who has one purpose from one heart, and that is to love us without variation, even from before the beginning of time.
Amen.
And until this day, and confidently through the year 2016, they'll be the same, and on until the end of the world. He is going to be a God whose purpose and desire is to do good for us, and to save us, and to have us all be with him together in heaven. What a wonderful God.
Amen.
If there's anyone here this evening who's thought about, well, you know, I really need to be a Christian, you didn't make that decision back in 2015, here's a good time to make it. Let's start off the good year. Start off the good year with a desire to do what is right and acceptable before God, if that's not been your purpose up until this time. Now is a good time. If we can help you either become a Christian, or if we can help you to rededicate yourself, or if we can help you through prayers to make a better commitment from now on, we'd like to do that. And certainly, we would be glad to do that this evening. Let's stand together and sing the song of invitation 602.
Full of Savior.
And be at rest.